This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
All right, 3 o'clock. Obviously, Lions are the topic of the day. The problem, and it's a wonderful problem to have. I'm out of things I can tell you. I mean, I've said you're in the Super Bowl. I've offered you the historical comp. In my world, it's the 07 Pats. For Rico, it's the 99 Rams. Either way, one of the best teams of the last 25 years. You're in the number one seed. I don't really even think you were that great yesterday. You still win by the better part of 3 touchdowns. You made Anthony Richardson look like he was playing blindfolded. Aaron Glenn was one step from lighting a cigar on the bench in the fourth quarter. You're having a lot of point in the second half of 3 straight games. It doesn't matter what down, what distance, Ben Johnson will dial up a play that the defense is totally confounded by. 3rd and 8, we'll run it for 9. 3rd and 6, we'll throw it for 7. Hey, my Nona's here to watch the game. F her, 1st down Lions. It doesn't matter. You are operating as a monolith. All 3 phases. Your kicker hasn't missed a kick. Your punter, best in football. What's the negative from yesterday? I really didn't like the way Vildor played. Really? You didn't give up a point in the second half. Oh, I want to quibble about the 4th down decision. No, we don't. Thanks, and now you're going to play on Thanksgiving as an 11.5-point favorite over a divisional opponent who always busts your balls. The sports books can't even place a number big enough on you. In a lot of ways, you've become Bama under Saban, or almost like there are certain spots in college football where a team at home is a dog. Oh, yeah, Bobby McDoodles is 32-10 as a home dog. That's you. Mm-hmm. Every week, you're Bobby McDoodles.
Yeah, you can't even say you're like the Patriots in their heyday because they would occasionally lose games.
You're the 07 Pat.
Right. Where
an indomitable force that generally will win by 14 points a week on average.
Because the Patriots start getting bored and just said, we'll see you in the playoffs. Yeah. We'll do just enough to get there, which is where I wonder if that's where the Chiefs are right now. But you, you're steamrolling.
It doesn't matter who you play, because I'll tell you this right now. I'm being very serious with you. The Chiefs are cooked. They're cooked. They'll make the playoffs. They're fine enough. They ain't no good. The Ravens, worst pass defense in America. Lions and Ben Johnson with 2 weeks to prepare for that. Oh, and their kicker's got the yips. Oh, and then what does that leave us with? The Bills. Okay. Am I afraid of the Bills? No. Because you know what the Bills won't be able to do against you? Run the football.
Mm-hmm. And you'll get a chance to face the Bills.
And you know what else they won't be able to do? They won't be able to get a ton of pressure on you. Why? Offensive line. Why? You can't blitz Goff. Oh, best part, they'll play a lot of zone. You know what you do to zone? Yesterday. Open people everywhere. Everywhere. Mm-hmm. I fear no one. I fear nothing. Oh, but did you see the Eagles? F the Eagles. Oh, they're 6-0 since the coach's haircut. I don't care. If you make the Eagles come to Ford Field, you will send them home. That's how I feel.
You know what the Chiefs remind me a lot? Speaking of the Eagles, of last year when the Eagles, they started off and they had this, I think it was like 10-1 or something, and they just kept winning, but they were barely winning. Yep. And then finally, everything, the bottom just fell out and they just tanked. But yeah, it was like they would win a game and they won, and you know, they won by 5 points. It was a field goal at the end, and then it was just like, okay.
There's a level of dominance to this Lions team that I don't think you can ignore, and I don't think you can just downplay. I think how you win matters almost as much as winning in the first place when we're trying to identify legitimate Super Bowl championship, or in this case, a historically good team. It matters. You had the big kick in Minnesota. And then, look, the Texans game was your rally. It's week 12. Those two data points, by the way, both playoff teams, both on the road. Okay? Everything else has been Thanksgiving. You're just killing people. I mean, you know you're good when the book can't catch up to you. And you don't even have an illegal scouting operation. Mm-mm. So you're really doing it right. That was for you, Dave.
Happy to you too, Mike.
That's right. What do you want from me? My team's been getting stuffed like a turkey all year. Just leave it alone, will you, please? My team pulled off the rare trick of getting sexed up by a duck. The true Turduncan, MSU football. Yeah, duck inside of a turkey. Write that book. It's called MSU Football 24. Go ahead. Little ticket text for the people. And again, if you guys have thoughts, I'd love to hear it. It was a home game. You take over everybody's stadium again. I heard you turned St. Elmo's upside down. I was receiving some text messages from two friends who were there. TJ Lang, who was there. It was a Lions fiesta. You took the kitchen over.
TJ was feeling himself so much he sent us a picture, except for he forgot to send the picture.
Correct. But you know what that is. He was into Grandpa's medicine cabinet.
What?
Yeah, he goes, take a look at this steak. And then there was nothing there.
Right, I'm waiting. Finally, Mike's like, you didn't send a picture.
I'm like, Teach, one problem. Made no picture. And then it was like 45 minutes later, and a random steak shows up, and I'm like, I quit. And then I had a buddy of mine snapped a picture because, you know, the whole Lions Kool-Aid Club was there. And, I mean, TJ in this photo looked like he was gone. He looked like he had been drinking out of the Stanley Cup for 5 hours. And I'm like, okay. It doesn't matter. And this is every city. I can't wait to see what the vibe is Thursday. It's probably going to be an incredible crowd. Yeah, that's right. And again, divisional matchup on 3 days rest. You're favored by 11.5.
Right. And it will be the anti-takeover. Normally, Bears this fans. Is where the Bears fans show up and take over half the stadium.
No shot.
Nothing.
None.
Which,
no shot.
Which is why I don't want to hear the Jared Goff chants. I want to hear chants of.
Yep. I don't know how you would chant that, but okay. Let's go to the people, shall we? Actually, I'll tell you what, I'm going to go to Jackson. He's been patient. And then I'll try to be timely. Jackson, go ahead. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Well, thanks so much for going to commercial so I didn't have to follow up Eddie and Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God. I'm in Stadium Market. Yeah, I'm in Stadium Market here in Ann Arbor myself, and he's a freaking legend over here. Oh, my God.
Ed should have a book signing down there right next to Johnny Porkfats. Isn't his book about the Edmund Fitzgerald about to come out?
They'd sell out everything. Jesus. Okay, but what I was going to say is, you know, you bring up an interesting fact here about talking about would you put your paycheck on it. You know, me and the boys, we got a gambling group that, you know, we like to text around. And okay. I started what I called the Lions Super Bowl Challenge at the beginning of the year. You know, I got 7 or 8 or 100 sports books I bet on. And every now and then when you lose enough, they give you a free bet. Or, you know, you lose a bet, they give you a free bet. I said, every free bet I get, I'm going to put on the Lions to win the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
So back in October, it started at like 14-1. I think I got, you know, 40 of them now. Now I figure if they make it to the Super Bowl, I might be able to, what do you think it's going to cost? 15 G's for one person to get there or so? I figure I might have enough, you know, bet the other side a little bit. I might actually be able to make it and go down there. So, yes, I did put every one of my free bets on the Lions, and I think they're going to do it. Let's go. Let's go.
See, Jackson, I would say at this point, don't even bother about betting the other side. Just go down there and collect your winnings on the way home.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm with Rico. You're winning the Super Bowl, Jackson. It's happening. Said it since August.
Right. This is one where I don't think it's any point of hedging your bets. Just,
I could totally see the Lions going to the Super Bowl and dropping a bomb on somebody. It could be one of those Bills-Cowboys Super Bowl where Thurman Thomas can't find his helmet.
Honestly, or I can just see it just winning the game. Because remember, the funny thing about the greatest show on turf.
They won by a point.
They barely won the Super Bowl.
That was, what was it? Derek Mason.
Yeah.
Reaching. Or was it Kevin Dyson?
It was Dyson and Fletcher London or whoever.
London Fletcher.
Yeah, London Fletcher caught him at the goal line. And that was it. That was ball game.
All I know is I need you to stop because there's some things going on in his room on the other side here of me. He's getting excited.
Well, I'm going to go punch Will Birchfield in the face because UConn's down 1 and he had me lay 8.5 on UConn.
Hey.
I'm not happy.
Oh, man.
I'm going to go talk to Birchie. I'm probably going to choke him with his own necktie.
Give it time. UConn will bounce back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, ticket text and the callers. Lions are really good, 248. No, seriously, tell us what hasn't been said that what can be said about this team. We are simply put watching one of the great teams in the history of this city play, period. Will it end up in ultimate glory? I feel like it will. I sure as hell hope it will. But on a week-to-week basis, you can comp out what the Lions are doing. Forget about anything in Lions history, anything in Pistons history. Anything in Tiger history, the only thing you could comp this to, I am sure, in the Red Wings' peak, not the President's Cup disaster, but there were Red Wing teams that were able to do something like this. You can't comp the 84 Tigers. They went 35-5 and were a 500 team the rest of the year. This Lions team, it's every week, and they're blowing people out every week. It's truly one of the great teams in this town's history. They just got to deliver. And unfortunately, football's a death march. We got to wait. So I just want your guys' take on it. And what they did yesterday was incredible. That's a playoff caliber team. You're at their place. And you took their stadium over again. You put the game away. It wasn't even a game. It didn't even feel like a game. It never felt like the Colts were going to go anywhere on your defense.
I thought it was going to be a game until the tight end dropped that touchdown.
Ogletree.
Yeah, you know what? You drop a touchdown. We don't get to learn your name.
David Ticket Tex, what do you got?
Guys, is this team really this good, or am I dreaming? Because I still can't believe what's happening. That is Mike from Waterford.
No, they're really this good. It's just whether you're willing to accept it or not. If you're going to live in a world of, you know, emotional distress and PTSD, do it. But those Lion teams have nothing to do with this one.
The Lions Super Bowl could be like the Georgia versus TCU championship game. Murder all over the field.
That's what I feel like.
Georgia was actually ordering food during the game.
Eating wings on the bench.
Hey, you, Usher, come here. Wings for everybody.
There's just no team in football that's this complete.
I'm finally all in, win or lose. You've given me hope I've never had before. That is Boz in Shelby.
Hey, Boz, I'm not doing it. The players and the coaches are. I'm just, I tell you what I think. If I think you're good, I'll say it. I think you're bad, I'll say it. It's just what it is. They're incredible.
Will from Westland says, yesterday was a gift for the Lions. A couple passes get caught or not overthrown, and we don't win that game. The secondary was not good, and get Vildor out of here.
So you want to change the course of a half a dozen plays. That's what we're going to do?
It's not how the game works.
Great. Every game yesterday except Giants and Bucks, you could basically upend the final result by changing the plays. Okay, here's an idea. Don't have Anthony Richardson as your quarterback. It's kind of baked in he's going to overthrow a few balls.
I haven't been able to take my eyes off of Aleem when he's playing. He's really shaping into a game wrecker, not quite where Hutch was, but he's a menace out there on the field.
Well, when you single up a rookie right guard on him, that's a bad idea.
But it just seems like it always happens that every week, this guy's injured and here's backup offensive lineman.
Yeah, but they've got at least a diverse front now. I thought Za'Darius played well yesterday. Aleem had just a dominating game. And overall, again, you lose Anzalone, you got a new green dot linebacker. Doesn't matter. Oh, we're down a corner. We're going to play Vildor. For all the consternation I've heard about Vildor, how many points you give up yesterday?
6.
Okay, then. I mean, I get it. I understand. Vildor is not that good.
No, that's the PTSD from the championship game. That's what people are angry about. That's all they see. When he's back there, he gave up this, and he's going to do. They're projecting this is what's going to happen.
Did Vildor drop those passes? Did Vildor pass up field goals?
No.
Did Vildor fumble a snap on a handoff?
No.
All right, so my whole point is, I'm not going to sit here and do the Vildor fun. But my point is, he's been vilified to a point where it's like, wait a minute, dude. That was one play. There were about 7 plays that had to go the Niners' ways. And all people do is focus on this poor guy.
Because that play seemed to start the avalanche. Because then that's when Gibbs fumbled, and then that's when this happened, and this happened. And for some, it was all because Vildor just couldn't catch the ball. It bounced off his face mask.
Someone says, Campbell's on-field decisions are the weak link on this team. The score is 14-6. Kick the field goal. Go up by 2 scores every day, except Dan doesn't do it.
But that's not what they do. And I don't hear these texts when it works. Look, guys, if you're asking me, do I like doing things this way? No, but I'm not going to argue it anymore because the percentages are working for them and they're good enough to earn the right to do it. No, you know what I'll never understand? Coaches down by 14, score a touchdown, go for 2. Never will I understand that. Oh, well, you see, if you get it, and then the next time you score, you win the game. And then I ask people like Cookies, cite one example, it's worked. Math.
Analytics.
I can't. But this is his brand. It's who he is. This is like complaining about Steph Curry year 6 that he takes too many 3-pointers. This is who he is. You have to get on the bus.
Yeah, I look at it more like the home run hitter who strikes out a lot. You like the home runs, you're going to have to take the strikeouts. It's part of the package.
See, but here's the thing, man, and the team knows this. That's why they're running the ball on 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8, because they know they're going to go for it if they're short on that play. They're going to go for it. 4th and 2, 4th and 1.
But see, here's the thing. I'm okay, especially with this year, because when you're closer to the goal line, he's going for it more because you have so many weapons. My problem was like, dude, just kick the field goal when you're like the 30 and beyond. Just take the 3 points, man. Don't give them the ball. Just or like at midfield, like because your kicker is infallible. Like he just is. He's all that. Just go ahead and ride the kicker.
To the people. We'll go over to Brandon 97.1. Brandon, how you doing? Hold on 1 second here. I hit the wrong button. Brandon, go ahead, pal. What's going on?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Good. Hey. What's up?
So I feel like every caller should have to start out with their own version of Thanksgiving. But let's not forget like what we need to be thankful for. We came a long way from the Jim Caldwell Christmas album, right?
Oh, very, very much so.
You know, the coaching carousel, you know. So on this Thanksgiving, we wake up on a Monday and we're excited to listen to Lenny and Rico. Like, we're like, oh, it's going to be great. We're going to hear positive things. You know, we've come a long way from what we used to be in many ways. We're talking about being the dominant people, whereas it used to be a laughingstock.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, Brandon, it's a great point. You really appreciate what you have because look back. Look at what it was, primarily for your entire life. And that's where some people are missing out on the joy because they're living scared and they're afraid to just surrender to it and go, no, this team's going to win the Super Bowl. And you just got to get the enjoyment out of it. I mean, every week, think about this. The Lions every week are one of the biggest point spreads in the league, and the league can't catch up to them. I mean, you're going to be eating your Thanksgiving turkey. You're favored by 11.5 over the Bears. Divisional game, short week, and a team that should have beat you twice last year. 11.5. Doesn't matter. Garbage can.
And, you know, like, even when we're versing teams like the Titans, Dan Campbell gives the same speech. It doesn't matter if we're versing the Titans, the Colts, or, like, Minnesota. He gives the same speech about how we're going to come out there, we're going to tear it up, you know. So do you think he's going to give a special speech like, we're going to not lose 8 Thanksgiving games in a row? He's going to say, hey, we're going to take Thanksgiving for ourselves.
Yeah, it's all business. Brandon, it's why I described their trip to Indianapolis this weekend as a business trip. Like, this team has a professionalism about them. I don't have to worry about their effort. I don't have to worry about their execution. You know, did I think the Colts would be a little bit better yesterday? Yes. But it other than that, I know what I'm getting from you. That's the mark of a really good team, because in the NFL, week to week, you don't know what you're getting. No, with the Lions, it's death taxes, and they're showing up to bully people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really remarkable stuff. Hey, before I get to the people, can I just offer something? I think I got to keep Rico out of it, though. I got to ask David, because Rico's going to get too much joy out of what I'm about to say. Now, which of these is worse, knowing I've endured both? I just read a stat. So we all know about MSU finally broke their sack streak. It was the longest sack drought in 20 years of college football. They had gone 5+ games without a sack. The Giants have said, hold my beer. The Giants have now completed their 10th straight game without an interception. It is the longest streak in NFL history. Meaning, at no point in history of this league has a defense taken the field 10 straight weeks and not had a ball careen off someone's ass and they catch it for an INT. Not a deflection. Not a tip off a receiver's hands. Much less a DB breaking on the football. Now, I have endured both of these in the same calendar year simultaneously. And I just wanted to build off the caller who said, man, we've come a long way from Caldwell. Enjoy what you have, because here's what I have. It's a Ziploc filled with a dog turd.
Yes.
Every Sunday at 1 o'clock, I open the Ziploc and I sniff.
Not even a Hail Mary.
That's my football life.
Not even a Hail Mary. Wow.
No, Rico. Thank you for that. That's why I said I didn't want to talk to you. David Welch. Well,
you probably don't want to talk to me.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Have a blessed Thanksgiving. Yeah,
you probably don't want to talk to me then because Xavier McKinney has 7 this season.
Yeah, he's tied. Oh, yeah.
Tied for most in the NFL.
Where'd he come from?
I think he played in New York. Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
I hope your church caves in on Christmas Eve. Right as you're doing a prayer, too. I hope it caves in right on your head.
I'm just giving the stats and what I see. Okay,
here's where you can feel good about your Giants, Mike.
That we have the number 2 pick in the draft.
You're not the Jets.
It's true. You win.
Okay. I was about to ask you, what is there anything to feel good about?
As bad as things seem, you're still not the worst team in the city.
If you're a Jet fan, just knowing that eventually death will come and it'll be over, that's a Jet fan's optimism.
Aaron Rodgers.
You too will succumb to the dark and the death.
Aaron Rodgers basically bankrupted your team, got everybody fired.
Aaron Rodgers used your franchise as a landing mat for his enema.
And I don't want to play there next year.
Olive oil, anyone? Let's go to Chris, 97.1. Chris, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, gentlemen, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. Hey,
yes, Chris. Sir.
So, yeah, before I get to my Lions points, Mike, I got a question for you.
Yeah,
what kind of gum do you think Malik Nabers was chewing yesterday?
Oh, my God. Okay, Chris.
I mean, I think it's either zebra stripe because it had no flavor, or it was big league chew, the way he was chomping
it. Oh, he was killing it while basically being like, I didn't get the ball till we were down 30. What the F you want me to do? Things are going great in New York.
Chris, it's funny you said that because when I was listening, I'm like, David, Can he just chew this gum a little bit harder? Like, seriously. Spit the gum out, son.
It's so bad.
I mean, the leather coat, the sunglasses, he was going full grease lightning there. But,
oh, yeah. Big
okay,
time.
So my Lions points, I totally agree. People need to stop being scared and waiting for the other shoe to fall. This is just my opinion, and then I'll have a question for you that maybe you guys can ponder with the audience.
Sure.
My point is there's no AFC team that I fear. And truly, I don't even fear an NFC team. The only team that I think could give them a run, and it's only because of, like, a big play or a botched defensive play, is the Eagles. And that's just because Saquon's playing like he's never had a lower body injury in his life. I don't know what's going on there. But the question I have is, other than Jared Goff, is there an injury that could occur to the Lions team that would make you wonder – I think they're in trouble. Because obviously with Goff, we know the backup's a rookie, or per se rookie.
Penei Sewell.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Thank you, guys. I'll hang up and listen. You guys have a great holiday.
You too,
you
brother.
Too, man.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, by the way, if you missed, the originator of that drop did call in earlier. Ed Nan Arbor graced us with his presence this holiday week. Tremendous. But yeah, I mean, Sewell would be the one I'd point to. Any one particular for you?
No, that's it. Because now him not on the line, not protecting Goff, things will look a lot better. The rushing game won't look the same.
There's the key. When they need it and they get that running game going, it's not over to Decker's side. It's over Panay.
Yeah, follow me. Let's go to the promised land.
Brandon, 97.1. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good,
hey,
Brandon. What's up?
So let me preface this by saying that I do think the Lions are going to win the Super Bowl. They're going to go all the way. I think this is truly our year. But the one team that I would be weary of would be the Eagles. And it's not just because of last night. It's because they truly have an all-around team like we do. Their defense is firing in all cylinders. They have a great rushing attack. Not as good as ours, but their quarterback can run too. And I think that adds a different dynamic that our defense hasn't seen this year, even though, you know, we just faced the Colts. But what did Richardson do on the ground? Not much.
Nothing. Exactly nothing. No, I understand it, but when I watch the Eagles play, here's the thing. For me, A, you got to get them out of Philly. You got to get them here. Now, if any team comes here, I'm not picking against you. Second of all, when you look at this and you talk about how the Eagles do their business, do you really believe they're going to roll in and be able to hand it off to Saquon 25 times? I would encourage you to go look at what you did to Joe Mixon. Or what you did to Aaron Jones, or what you did to the Packers. Like, I just don't think you're going to make your hay running the football on Aaron Glenn's defense.
The Mixon thing really stood out because he was red hot. And then he played the Lions. And you see him on the side. He's throwing his helmet down. It's a common thing that you see the opponent visibly frustrated because they just don't know what to do with this Lions defense.
Yeah, and once we stop Saquon, if we do stop Saquon, you still got to worry about, you know, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert. We have to play 100% game versus them. But I truly think they're the only team that we have to worry about. Once it's Chiefs, Bills, Ravens. I'm not worried about any of them.
No.
The Eagles are the one team that I'm sort of worried about. But once again, I still think we win the Super Bowl. I still think this is our year. And that's about it. Love the show, and happy holidays.
You got it. Thanksgiving. Listen, you can respect all opponents. I don't fear anyone. No, I respect the Eagles. I respect I don't fear them if I'm a Lion fan. No, don't need to. And the big thing is bye week, two home games. That's the mission. Mm-hmm. When you're in week 12 and you're 10-1, the mission is the one seed. You cannot fail now. So 6 games to go. Let's try to win 5 of them. I mean, can you win them all? Yes. But one by one.
Bruh, the way it's going, you'll probably lose the last game against Minnesota. Why? Because everybody sat down for that game because you've clinched everything. And there was no need to play any of your starters.
All right, straight to the people. We'll go to Andy, batting leadoff. Andy, what's going on, buddy?
Thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Yes,
what
sir.
A beautiful day it is to be a Lions fan. And the reason I wanted to call in is something that I've listened to earlier really struck me. As a lifelong fan, I'm 59, had season tickets for many years, had to drop them when the life got busy and the kids and all that stuff. But we're witnessing history, and I don't think people realize what's going on, and I want them to appreciate it because we would go whole seasons without winning a road game, like a whole season, you know?
Yep.
And, like, we go into Houston and overcome 5 turnovers, and we win. I mean, I don't know how to act. I don't know what to do. I don't know how, like, what my emotions are supposed to be. It's the weirdest feeling I've ever had. I don't know how to think, you know. I'm appreciating it, don't get me wrong, but I just think that we're witnessing something here. There's a plan in place. The GM has a plan, and I don't know how he and Campbell don't get voted, you know, executive of the year and coach of the year when you look at what this franchise has overcome. And we're not just winning, it's like expected that we're just going to mop the floor with everybody that we play. I've never seen anything like it.
Right. No, and I think the only way to approach it, Andy, is that enjoy it, but it's fleeting. You're losing both coordinators. You're losing your assistant GM, and you're going to lose members of this team. The moment is now.
That they might stay,
I know,
based on the whole, like, the Patriot formula. You know, they get free agents to come for cheaper because they want to win.
No, I think that's
good enough to be that.
That'll happen, but look, here's the thing. The odds of both coordinators eschewing professional, you know, goals.
Yeah.
No.
They could go.
I mean, if Ben Johnson is that selective, okay. But look.
Aaron Glenn will take the first job offered to him because he wanted out of here. Not that he doesn't like the team, but he wants to be a head coach. So if somebody offers him, even if it's one of those bad organizations, I think he's going to take that one.
Yeah. Yeah. But they know if they make that move, they're going from the top of the class to a bottom feeder.
100%.
But it's still good enough for them, I guess.
Yeah, again, I mean, listen, if you find whatever voodoo to keep them both or keep one of them, you just thank your lucky stars. Because for me, mentally, I'm ready to lose both of them.
So I have your permission to be excited about this team, full throttle.
Permission? Andy, I said they were winning the Super Bowl to kick the season off. Hell yeah. Andy, you're winning the Super Bowl. You just need to believe it in your heart. This is what's happening.
I believe it.
All right, then that's it. Then just enjoy it.
I do.
You've waited your whole life for it.
I want others to enjoy it, too. You really savor the moment.
Yeah, and appreciate.
They get there once, and they never get back there again, you know?
Correct. Just appreciate how you're winning these games, because it is not normal. This is not what teams do. This is not what the Chiefs ever did. This is not what the Patriots did outside of 07. You don't win by these margins. You don't do this to people. So just appreciate that. It's that good. Go to Aaron, 97.1. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I first off want to say I'm loving being a Lions fan right now. And I legitimately do think that they're going to win the Super Bowl. The only thing that scares me is I compare them to the 95-96 Red Wings, and I compare them to the 15-16 Golden State Warriors. They are breaking records. They are the most dominant teams to ever play the game. And those teams lost. They lost in the playoffs. Yep. Next year they came back, they won, they were still dominant, whatever. But that's the only thing that scares me about the Lions is...
The 07 Pats didn't get it done. I know that.
Exactly.
I know.
Exactly. And they are just destroying everyone in their path. They're setting records on a weekly basis. It's like this crazy thing where they go... the Lions have the most consecutive games with a tandem running back system scoring touchdowns.
Yeah.
You know, and those are all great, but none of those great teams won.
Aaron, it's fair play. And look, in a single elimination like the NFL playoffs, you're right. And who knows? I mean, Aaron, I'm not putting it in the universe in any way, shape, or form, but one bad moment can end your season.
There is no do-over. You're not allowed to have a bad day. I get that.
Yeah, and that's the only thing. But, like, I just sit here in the here and now. I'm not planning for those things. You just take what's happening on a week-to-week basis, who's beating them. Mm-hmm. Right now, who could I make an argument that would come to Ford Field and beat them in a chips in the middle of the table, one-and-done scenario? I'm not gonna lie to my listeners and sell fear.
No, the best thing that can happen is you get the one seed and you get that extra week of rest, less wear and tear, where your opponent has to go out there and play in some game and then travel to you. Yeah, just keep doing this. You'll be in the Super Bowl.
It's just that simple, people. Call Rico's number and buy the package. Let's go to Doug, 97.1. Doug, what's going on, buddy?
Not much, Michael. Hey, I've heard you say Thanksgiving like four times, and now I finally got the source. So shout out to Mr. Eddie in Ann Arbor. I finally get that.
That's right.
It's hilarious.
All the celebrities are calling this week.
I mean, I'm so glad because I've wondered where that came from. But anyway, you know, it's a joy to watch this football team. I was in Cadillac Square, actually, yesterday in downtown Detroit with my family, and I was just looking around, and I take pride in Detroit, and, you know, and everyone's, like the last caller said, it is fear, but we're playing without fear. You hear Jack Campbell, next man up, next man up. This is a culture. This is the 04 going to work Pistons. Mm-hmm. It is a team mentality. There is no question. It's not a group of individuals. There's no Micah Parsons. There's no Jerry Jones. And there's no dumpster fire in New York. This is a team. And I have no fear. Philly, Saquon's great, but no. When you're going to come into our house, it's not going to happen. We're going to the Super Bowl, and, like, this is a ride I am enjoying like no other. And I have, like, students that are like, the Lions are so good, and I'm like, guys, you have no idea what we've lived through. I'm a 35-year-old man. The suffering, you know, from all the bad calls, this is amazing. And it's been a pleasure just to watch this team, and we are witnessing history. And from a guy like you, who I've heard just rant and rave for years, and you have confidence, why shouldn't we? No fear, no worries, one pride all the way, boys. And have a great holiday. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much. And same to you, Douglas. Yeah, and look, that's the key in all of it. When you talk about the team, sometimes, Rico, I don't know if you'll agree with this, there are just certain teams in certain years, you look at it and you go, they're not losing. Mm-hmm. This, it's more than, look, I felt that way with the Celtics last year, that it wasn't just a team putting up a really good record or dump trucking teams. It was, they're not losing. This team is built, they're all in, they're winning. There's no one in the East. I don't care who they play. No one is beating them. And it just, you feel it, you see it, and you go, okay, this is more than just data or a result or a game. It's a moment in time. And I do feel, and maybe I'm sappy about it, it just, this town has been destroyed by this team. And now all the suffering, all of the nonsense, it's like you've gone bizarro world. You've gone like the last episode of Seinfeld where Now the Lions are the team where the other team gets effed with a call. The other team gets effed with the injury. The other team does something stupid. And you just stay the course. And it's like, why would I not say what I feel? They're winning this.
No, I get the same feeling, Mike. Like last year, even though when they got to the playoffs, it was different. But I said, you know what? The Niners are on a course for a rematch with the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Now, the playoff games, they had to sweat out a lot of games. Let's just put it that way, between the Packers and the Lions. But you knew, I'm like, they're going to end up with the Chiefs. Can you right that wrong? They couldn't. This year, the way the Lions catch every, you just said, they catch every break. You have to acknowledge that sometimes it's just your year. And even when things go bad, they'll still end up turning out to be roses for you, and they'll end up being good.
That's well said. You know,
Aiden goes down.
Doesn't matter.
And what happened was your defense said, we can't rely on Aiden, so we got to up our game, and look what you get.
Couldn't have said it better myself. David, ticket text, please.
Watching the Eagles on Sunday Night Football as a 2024 Lions fan was extremely strange. Judging a 9-2 team from our ivory tower and thinking, yeah, they may give us a little trouble, but we're still going to win in the NFC title game. Wild times, but we're going to have a parade. Dave in Milford. Born and raised in Detroit, since I've been following all Detroit teams, I'm always hoping that one day Detroit has a football world championship. Well, got to believe. Rob in Dearborn Heights. November 25th, and we're talking about sitting starters. Buckle up. The Lions are hungry, and we're going to eat. Scott in Carlton.
I'm not talking about sitting anybody. I'm just talking about earning that bye week. That's when they get their rest. I mean, it's just every week you got to go 1-0. You got to let the Eagles lose a game. You just have to do your job. Your bid for this one seed largely comes down to the next 3 weeks. It comes down to three home games, two in the division, one against the Super Bowl caliber team in the Bills. It's Bears, Pack, Bills on 10 days rest. Okay? You win these three games, it is a certainty in my mind you're going to be the one seed. But it starts on Thanksgiving. 248-539-9797. We will get more of your phone calls. We also got to do a football today as well. I'm sure Rico will have some smart ass remark about the Giants. That'll be exciting. We'll get to that next. 97.1.